This is VOA News. I'm Tom McNeil. People whose homes were swept away by flooding in Libya's eastern city of Darmar a week ago faced the dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay and risk infection or flee through areas where landmines have been displaced by the torrents. Thousands of people were killed after two dams above Darmar broke on September 10th during a powerful storm bringing down residential blocks lining a usually dry riverbed as people slept. Many bodies have been washed out to sea. However, a spokesman for the Libyan Red Crescent appeared to cast doubts on figures are changing, and the Red Crescent is not responsible for it. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky commended soldiers Sunday for recapturing the eastern village of Klishivka on the southern flank of Bakhmut, which the Russians claimed control of in January. Ukrainian military said Kyiv's troops achieved success in that district of the Donetsk region, forcing the enemy out of their positions. Both settlements were substantially destroyed in months in fighting for Bakhmut. More than 100,000 refugees from Africa have landed in Italy this year, most of them on the island of Lampedusa, where EU President Ursula von der Leyen and the Italian Prime Minister toured the port.
The most effective measure to counter the smugglers' lies are legal pathways and humanitarian corridors. We will offer migrants real alternatives through this humanitarian admission. This is very important to break the vicious narrative of the smugglers.
Von der Leyen promising support. Nearly 125 or 26,000 migrants have arrived in Italy this year. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people in New York City kicked off a week of demonstrations seeking to end the use of coal, oil, and natural gas blamed for climate change. Sunday's so-called March to End Fossil Fuels featured such politicians as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and actors Ethan Hawke, Edward Norton, Kevin Bacon. It was the opening salvo to New York's Climate Week, when world leaders in business, politics, and the arts are gathering ahead of a new special United Nations summit on Wednesday. Climate activists sprayed orange and yellow paint on the columns of Berlin's landmark Brandenburg Gate on Sunday to push demand for a stop to the use of fossil fuels by the year 2030. More from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Members of the group The Last Generation used fire extinguishers filled with paint to spray all six columns of the popular landmark in Germany's capital on Sunday. Police cordoned off the area surrounding Brandenburg Gate and confirmed they detained 14 activists affiliated with the group.
That is AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. The movies The Nun 2 and The Haunting in Venice nearly tied for the number one spot at the box office over the weekend. AP correspondent Margie Sorrelletto.
I saw a nun.
The horror movie The Nun 2 earned $14.7 million domestically this past weekend, while the Agatha Christie adaptation A Haunting in Venice earned $14.5 million. If the numbers hold when the final figures are released Monday, The Nun 2 would be number one for a second straight week. The Equalizer 3 is in third place. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 is number four. Barbie is fifth. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Britain's BBC said Sunday it was urgently looking into the issues raised by allegations of sexual assault made against the broadcaster's former employee, British comedian and actor Russell Brand, who denies the accusations. The 48-year-old former husband of U.S. singer Katy Perry worked on BBC radio programs between 2006 and 2008. He issued a denial Saturday to unspecified very serious criminal allegations hours before the accusations of sexual assaults, including rape, were published online by the Sunday Times newspaper and later aired on Channel 4 television. Times and documentary show Dispatches reported the alleged incidents had taken place between 2006 and 2013. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.